This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm not sure if the Rizdahl children know this, or honestly, if they care, being teenagers as they are, the ones at home anyway. But there ain't going to be a back-to-school shopping season for them this year, because school, honestly, is kind of a toss-up, right? Bad news for retailers who aren't getting the business they so desperately need in this all-important shopping season for them. For the parents, though, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra talked to some of them.
Back-to-school shopping is never easy for the Herridge family. It's a big group, seven kids. Madeline is 13, Eleanor is 11, Oliver is 9.
Theodore is 7, Amelia is 5, Julian is 3, and Penelope is 3 months.
That's their dad, Paul. If this were a normal year, the family would pile into the van, a 12-seater, and head to the Kohl's near their town in Wisconsin.
They would walk around and say, I want to get this, 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 and then we'd make them try it on, and it's a big event.
Can you imagine it now?
To keep all the kids wearing their masks and to keep all the kids away from other people and to keep all the kids not yelling to leave the store all at once, I expect it to be a big challenge.
They're holding off for now because they're also waiting to hear whether school will even happen in person this year. Jennifer Aldridge from California is taking the opposite approach. Her son, Devin, is 12 and goes to private school. He's grown a couple inches during the pandemic and needs new uniforms. She bought them recently for $700. She says even if school isn't open, they're pretty plain.
You know, khaki pants and a white polo shirt are classics, so he could still wear them if I can get him to wear them.
She also bought supplies, pens, markers, notebooks.
I was concerned that if I didn't do it now, that there would be some sort of run on it.
I mean, fair enough. We all remember what happened with toilet paper. Janelle Domeyer in Nebraska sends her 14-year-old twin boys to private school, too. But she's in a different situation. Money is tight, and their school clothes will cost her about $350. So she's waiting.
As a single parent, I do the best I can with what I have, and we're not, like, hurting for anything, but $350 is quite a bit to set aside just for clothing, or another $200 maybe just for supplies.
Meanwhile, in California, Kelly Hunsucker was at Target the other day and saw sales associates taking down the summer displays and putting out back-to-school supplies.
I mean, I had to laugh because...
Because she's not sending her three kids back to their schools, even if they are open.
It seemed almost tone-deaf, and I know... Target, they have to, right? They have to operate like things may go back to normal.
She's right. At this point, retailers have already stocked up. So their only hope is that parents will buy the stuff. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.